Welcome to the easy way to hide God's word in your heart. And my name is Barbie Enterline, and you already heard my husband is Larry. We've been blessed to have been married for over 42 years. And four grown children, two boys, two girls, one wonderful daughter-in-law, and of our children, three are involved in children's ministry, and our son and his wife are involved in worship ministry. So we've been blessed to watch God work in our lives. Coming from the background that Larry and I had, we are thrilled. Can't God do miracles? It's just a blessing. So let me open in prayer. Father, we are grateful to you. You've made such a difference in our lives. We are grateful for our Savior, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Lord, I pray that today you would bless these dear ones that are here in this workshop. Encourage their hearts. And Lord, if there's any way that you can use me, I offer myself to you again, that you would be glorified through the things that you've given me to share. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to share a little bit with you of my journey of not being able to memorize scripture for over 40 years as a Christian. I was a failure at memorizing scripture. And then becoming a pastor's wife, I was a failure at memorizing scripture, no matter how hard I tried, no matter the amount of effort I put into it. I was never successful. I bought programs, I wrote scriptures on 3x5 cards, I practiced, it went on and on and on. And a couple of years ago, I started having this conversation with myself and just said, Barb, you will never be able to memorize scripture, just accept it. Just do the other things that God's given you to do and just accept this lack in your life. But God knew my heart, knew how much I desired to hide his word in my heart. And so I am so grateful that God showed me just a couple of years ago. That's when I started being able to memorize scripture, just a couple of years ago, after being a Christian since 1970, just a couple of years ago, I started being able to memorize scripture. And it started with attending a week-long workshop of how to memorize scripture, but also how to discuss scripture with other people. I came home and started putting it into practice, but it was still a little bit overwhelming for me. So then I started getting discouraged again, but the Lord even made it simpler for me. So in your notes, and we won't get to it yet, but in your notes you will see that the simple method that the Lord showed me. And I want to share that with you. I've shared it in other workshops and personally with other people. And they come back to me and say, Barb, you were right. You were right. It's working. And it just thrills my heart. Because one of the saddest things in my life, God has answered that heart cry for me. And I pray that this time will be a blessing to you and you will learn some things that will encourage your heart in hiding God's word in your heart. So I want to start off right away just kind of giving a way to think about this class. It's probably going to be different than you've ever thought about how memorization happens. Maybe it isn't, but for me it was very different. But because we live in the United States of America, and because so many of the people that live here are literate, are able to read, I'm not saying that everyone does or that everyone is real proficient at it. You have all those different levels. But for the most part, we are more of a reading society than an auditory society. There are cultures throughout the world that do not have their language written down, and so they pass information down by speaking it from generation to generation. So listening is very comfortable for them. They learn to pay attention to the information so that they can pass it on. But we in America, at least I'll just speak personally for myself, I always know that there's a place that I can find information written down if I need it. And so I didn't grow up even thinking about memorizing necessarily. I mean, I've memorized my social security number and my phone number, but you know, that was about the only thing I had success in memorizing. So this is a method that's based on hearing rather than reading. Reading is involved, but this method has also been used in other cultures around the world where the people group could not read. They could hear the words, and they could learn to memorize God's word by hearing the words. So we'll start off right there. So I'm not going to get in exactly what the method is right now, but I just wanted to start that off so you'll kind of have a way to think as I start sharing some of this information. So in your notes, who should memorize? Young or old, you're never too young or never too old to start. When you think about how a baby in any culture learns to speak, they learn to speak by hearing the words through their ears, and in their first or second year, they start speaking because they're hearing those words. So why not share the words of Scripture with them? They can repeat that. It's easy as they can repeat mama, daddy, you know, drink of water or whatever. They can start repeating those words of Scripture. So never too young. And I think I'm proof never too old to start memorizing Scripture. When should we memorize? Whenever. The perfect time will never come. Time will pass whether you work on hiding God's word in your heart or not. The year will go by, a month will go by, but time passes. So just start with one verse, especially for those of us that have not had success in memorizing Scripture. It's very disheartening to start with, let's say, a 10-verse Bible story and give up after a while because you realize, again, I'm a failure. It's not working. No, start with one verse. And once you get that one verse down, it will just encourage your heart so much to keep going and keep working on it. So start with one verse and then work on it for 10 minutes or so. And your mind is just now becoming familiar with the words. So if you come back to the verse later, like an hour later, it will almost feel like it's starting over. And this has happened to me, and it's so discouraging because I thought, I worked and worked on this, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. And now I'm coming back to it an hour or two later, and it feels like I never even read the Scripture reference or read the verse or, you know, heard that. You know, as I was practicing saying it, but it's because it's in our short-term memory. It hasn't been forced into our long-term memory. If someone told you their street address, just real quick, and then came back 20 minutes later and said, do you remember my street address? You'd probably go, no, I don't. You know, I did at the time, but I don't remember it now. But if you really worked on it and put it in your long-term memory, then they could come back a week later and ask you, and you would know it. And that's the same way it is with hiding God's word in your heart. So you keep working on it every day or several times a day if possible. And at some point, you will say the Scripture reference, and you will just start saying the words automatically. And it becomes easier and easier as you review and practice. And when this started happening to me, I really was shocked. I had worked very hard to link the reference to the verse. But when I said, now let's see if I can do it. When I said, Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the, let's see, I'm nervous now, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Let me go back to the one I know. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, For no one could do the works that you do unless God is with him. This is a portion of scripture that I've memorized. And so when it started coming, that's John 3. When it started coming back so easily to me, I was just really, really shocked. And, you know, this still is happening to me. I have those lapses, and I have to review. And if I'm not reviewing, then I start to get a little rusty about it. But if I start reviewing again, maybe spend 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes on a portion of scripture I haven't reviewed for a while, it all starts coming back because it's in there. It's in my long-term memory. So I had not been reviewing Psalm 1 as much as I have been reviewing John 3, 1 through 21. So I'm not surprised that I stumbled a little bit on that. So where should we memorize? A quiet place without too many distractions, but where you can speak aloud. And speaking aloud is like what I'm doing right now, talking out loud. I've done workshops where we are supposed to, and the participants in the workshop are supposed to be speaking the scripture verse that they're working on aloud, like in a talking voice. And when I say, ready, begin, this is what the whole room does. They're whispering, I'm going, I can't hear you. And so that is part of the paradigm shift that we have to start thinking differently in how we memorize. We don't do it silently, we do it aloud. So where should we memorize? A quiet place without too many distractions, but where you can speak aloud. And review to anyone who will listen. Or review to the wall. If you don't have anyone who will listen to you, they're not willing to listen to your practice, then just review wherever. Because the more you review, the more it will stay in your heart. What if we have a bad memory? What if it's difficult for us to memorize? Or to remember things? That's the very reason that we should hide God's word in our heart. Because if I would just pick a random chapter out of the Bible and say, do you know what that's about? And you think, I know I've read this, but you can't explain it to me because you haven't hidden it in your heart. You can't really remember it unless you've recently studied it or recently worked on memorizing it. So memorizing scripture is a great reason to... If you have a bad memory, then memorize scripture because you're going to be able to then explain it. I had a conversation with a young person out at a store in our community, and I wanted to share the Lord with them, and I asked them if they had ever considered the claims of Jesus Christ, and they said, oh, yes, I was brought up in this particular church, and I knew that this particular church did not emphasize being born again or having a new birth in Christ. But I knew there was a story in the Bible, Nicodemus going to Jesus, but I hadn't memorized it. And that was my motivation to go home and work on memorizing it. So now I know it. Now I'm ready. have that conversation with someone again, I will be able to share that with them. Why should we memorize? Psalm 119:11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And as you are working on hiding God's word in your heart, you can take those verses and just pray to the Lord. His will is revealed in scripture. And so we can have confidence that if we are making that a prayer to the Lord, that we are praying his will. Another great reason to memorize scripture, Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As our mind is transformed by God's word, we begin to think more and more biblically. And we begin to think less and less the way the culture tells us to think. And so that's a wonderful reason to start hiding God's word in your heart and in your mind. I think my favorite reason to memorize scripture was shared by a 13-year-old boy that was the winner of the National Bible Bee. The Bible Bee is like a spelling bee. I think it's held in the Midwest. And the interview had asked him what the benefit was of that he had memorized all these scriptures. And I think some of the requirement is they have to memorize like 300 scriptures, word for word. And he was the winner, and he said, so what has been a personal benefit to you for memorizing scripture? And his answer was, this 13-year-old boy, it has helped me to love Jesus more. And if that was the only reason, isn't that good enough? I mean, it's the best reason. And that just blessed me. So that it does. It really does. It helps us to love him more because his words are in our heart. Hiding God's word in our heart helps us to be victorious in our areas of weakness. And Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I love that because I think as people, we can tend to worry. But we know that there are scriptures that tell us not to be anxious, but to let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So those scriptures that are, they can be so personal to us and can so speak to us in our time of need. So that's a wonderful, wonderful reason to memorize God's word. And I'd like to mention on my journey of learning to memorize scripture, I started out by, if I was going to try to learn a Bible story, I started out willing to change a few of the words to a more modern word that would be easier to communicate or to understand. So let's say if the word was fearful, maybe I would change it to afraid as I was learning to memorize it. And that's fine if it has the same meaning. So I started off that way, but then I was having a hard time testing myself on the scripture. And when I would, like one of my daughters, I'd say, okay, would you follow along in the Bible, make sure I get it right. And I'd come to that word, let's just say, I'd say afraid instead of fearful, and they'd have a hard time following me. So I have transferred over to really trying to memorize God's word exactly, word for word. You know, sometimes I get some conjunctions, and mixed up or whatever. But that's just what my journey has been, my personal walk through learning how to do this. And I know other people believe that if you're getting the essence of it, I mean, how many translations are there of the Bible? They all say something a little bit differently, but hopefully it's the, you know, we want it to be accurate. So, but that is just for the ease of testing myself, I guess I would say it that way, that I like to memorize word for word. What should we memorize? Verses that we think we should memorize. Example, those that explain the gospel. That's great. I'm working right now. I'm really working. I'm not very far along, but I'm trying to memorize the Romans Road, explaining the gospel. So I've had other situations going on, but I'm endeavoring to do that right now, hoping to get that done very soon. And verses that encourage us to be victorious in our personal lives. Verses that the Lord has spoken to us or ministered to us during our time with him. Don't you have those verses that the Lord has spoken to you that you always are turning to and you're like, oh, what was that? And you have to look it up again. But if you've memorized it, it's in your heart. You know that you're getting it right because you've already memorized it. There is a verse that I have just loved for decades, but I always still have to turn back to it because I haven't memorized it. I know it enough that I can explain it, but I haven't memorized it. And I need to do that with those verses that God has spoken to my heart. And there, another great reason about what we should memorize is Bible stories that we can tell to others. And I've had that opportunity, and that's really fun. That is really fun to be able to do that, because you may be in a situation and you're trying to explain the gospel to someone, or they have a problem with something, and you're like, okay, what would speak to that? Well, if you have it in your heart, you just can share it. And Bible stories are very intriguing to people. It's not just like one little verse that they don't get the whole context, but a Bible story, whether it be the birth of Jesus, or as I mentioned, Nicodemus coming to Jesus, or Mary and Martha, and Mary sitting at Jesus' feet listening to his words. I mean, those are impactful. And so it's wonderful to have those in your heart already memorized. Now, how do we memorize? Hiding God's word in your heart. You'll notice it's on your page, it's 4 points. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you'll notice it's repeated. 1, 2, 3, 4. I could have done this for a couple of pages, because that's the only directions there are. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Yes, there's going to be effort on your part. Yes, there's going to be practice. But this is how easy it is. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And under 4, it says, always say the scripture reference before and after the verse you are memorizing. I sometimes forget to do it after, but it's really good to try to really link that in your mind, to have the scripture reference, so that if you forget, you know, the exact words, you'll know exactly where to go, just to check yourself. So, let's see. I am just going to try to pick a random verse, one I don't know. So you're going to see me in what it's like when you don't know a verse and you're trying to memorize it. Okay. Okay. Psalm 53:2. So I'm going to follow the directions. Open my eyes and open my Bible. And I'm going to read my Bible verse out loud. And it's really important. I still have to look back at these directions. It's really important just to follow it. If you start skipping and don't doing these things, you're going to be unsuccessful, believe me, because I've tried to not do it this way. And I am unsuccessful when I do it. So I'm going to open my eyes and open my eyes and open my Bible and read my Bible verse out loud. And first I'm going to say the scripture reference, Psalm 53:2. So I'm going to read it out loud. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. And I'm going to close my Bible and close my eyes and say as much as I can remember out loud. And this is really what it's like. Psalm 53, I don't remember the verse. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if any seek God. That's all I could remember. I read, this is what's so neat about saying it out loud, because you hear the words out loud. So when you start saying it out loud, you start recognizing, I messed up somewhere. I don't know where I messed up because I haven't read it again yet. But you start recognizing, you start hearing that there was a mistake in there, or you didn't quite get a word right. So I'll try it again. Open my eyes and open my Bible. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Close my Bible, close my eyes, say as much as I can remember out loud. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand. Open my eyes, open my Bible. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Close my Bible, close my eyes, say as much as I can remember out loud. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. I think I may have gotten it right. It felt right. Psalm 53:2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. The first time you get it right, your heart's so thrilled. Now if I close my Bible and I come back to it an hour later, what was it? Do I even read that? Because it's only in my short-term memory. It hasn't been forced into my long-term memory yet. So, does that seem hard, you guys? Does it? No. It takes time. But even the workshop that I went to, now there were a lot of young people. I probably had the oldest brain in this workshop, okay? But they said that typically you can learn a 10-verse Bible story, not word perfect, but for the essence and get everything pretty accurate, a 10-verse Bible story in 10 minutes. I didn't experience that. It was more like 30, 40 minutes, and then I really had to keep working on it. But it works, and the Lord was just so good to give me a simpler method that was just so easy to implement. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the time. We've got 10:50. Is that right? Is that correct? I think it started at 10:50.
That's correct.
I know. We're having a little bit of an adjustment on. Okay. So, now, what you guys get to do is we're going to practice. And this is not going to be scary. It isn't going to be scary. You know, at the day of Pentecost, when the visitors, you know, everyone had come to Jerusalem, and they heard everyone praising God or talking about the wonderful works of God in their own language, I am sure that it wasn't, okay, these group of Chaldeans are speaking and they pause. And then these group of Hebrews are speaking and they pause. And these group of Romans are speaking and they pause. It was just all this noise, you know. So that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be so much fun. So I'm going to divide you, let's see, three groups. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Could you take one of those scriptures and pass it out, and then this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you take one and then pass behind you, or the four behind you, and then, okay. You guys want a long one or a short one? Well, I'll give you the long one because it's a really great one, okay? Now remember, this is practice. When I was in this workshop that I was going to, we were learning a 10 or 12 verse Bible story, and there was like, oh my goodness, 50 people in this workshop, and they're all practicing it. And it's not uniform, you're going at your own speed, okay? So let me show you after you. You got your little Bible? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. This is going to be your little Bible. So you have to fold it in half and close it first. Okay. So I'll show you. I'm going to practice. I'll practice. I don't think any of you have this first. So, yeah, you don't. So, so you'll see how to do it. So I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to open my Bible. And then I'm going to say the reference. Psalm 86:5, and I'm going to read it out loud. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Now I'm going to close my Bible and close my eyes, and I'm going to say as much as I can remember out loud. Psalm 86, 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive. I know I didn't get it all. Psalm 86, 5. I'm opening my eyes and my Bible and reading it out loud. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant of mercy in all those who call upon you. Okay, now I'm going to close my Bible and close my eyes and say as much as I can remember out loud. Psalm 86, 5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy. Get the idea? See, I haven't gotten it right yet, but I keep working on it, keep working on it. So, I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, and you're going to say your verse out loud, following your directions. Make sure you look, because you want to close it. You want to open your eyes and open your Bible. Read your Bible verse out loud. That means in a speaking voice like you're hearing me. And if you start getting distracted by the people around you, then talk louder. It keeps going louder and louder. But it's really pretty fun. And then you close your Bible, close your eyes, and say as much as you can remember out loud. Then you start the process all over again. And I'm not going to call on you to give me your scripture verse. But if you want to volunteer, you can. So, and you know what? You'll make mistakes. This is a practice session. This is what this is. We're going to practice here. So when you go home, you'll know exactly what to do to be successful in hiding God's word in your heart. So, get ready. All right, open your eyes and open your Bible and read your Bible verses out loud. Ready, begin.
Thank you. First grade in New York.
First grade.
Therefore, love brethren, therefore, stand.
It ain't speaking, boys.
First grade in 50, therefore, my brethren, stand. Knowing that your labor is not in vain.
No whispering, out loud. I can hear Anaya. Yes, I can hear Anaya. I want to hear you all, come on.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, stand fast in your word. Always abounding in the word.
Like meditate on your belly button or meditate on nothing. So not meditate on our belly button or meditate on our own. Meditate on him.
Now with my what?
3:16.
Awesome.
Like John.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Got about 30 seconds. Keep it up. All right. Time's up. You guys did great. All righty. Who wants to be brave and volunteer to tell me your scripture verse? Oh, come on. This is a practice effort. Go for it.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Awesome. So good. Okay. Anyone else? Maybe you can't get a word perfect. That's okay. This is a practice session. We're practicing. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Awesome. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Very good. That's a great scripture. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'll try.
Go for it.
1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with a pure heart, considering what great things he has done for you.
You got it so close. You were so close.
What did I do? Only fear the Lord. Oh, okay. And serve him in truth and with all your heart.
Yeah. See how it is when you're saying it and then you can catch it. You don't know exactly what the mistake was, but you know something wasn't quite right. That's the beauty of saying it aloud, because you're hearing the words first correctly. That's your model. Hearing it, reading it out loud, and then you say it. Okay, someone else. Over here, someone.
Hey, come on.
You got the long one.
I know. But then we won't expect you to get all of the words, okay? Who wants to try?
Okay, I can try.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Okay, Acts 20:24. But and none of these things move me, nor I do count my life dear to myself, so I can finish the race with joy and the ministry I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel.
Sharing of the grace of God.
Awesome.
And is Spanish your first language?
Yes.
English is your second language? See how brave she was? That's so good. You did wonderful. That is great. Thank you. Anyone else? I want to give you an opportunity if you want to do it. Some of you want to do it. Just... Anyone else want to do it?
I'll go.
Thank you, Frank.
Psalm 86:5. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. Psalm 86:5.
Very good. Thank you, Frank. That is awesome. Good. All right. Now I'd like to, we have until 10:50. I got the updated schedule. This will take about 2 minutes, maybe a little bit, a few seconds past that. And I've got my Bible open because I'm not used to saying my scriptures in front of people except for my family when I'm practicing. But I want to show you that this is what is possible for someone that is older, starting to memorize scripture, and had never had success in 45 years as a Christian, and was always really sad about it. And I will tell you this so that you won't be surprised. If you have not been successful in memorizing scripture, Satan will tell you, you still will not be able to memorize scripture no matter what method you use, no matter how much you practice, no matter how much you pray, how much you try, you still won't be successful. He still tries that on me. And because it was such a sad part of my life, I really have to battle that. And I have to battle that, no, I know how to do this now. God has shown me how to do it. But it's still something he always throws up at me. So you may find that battle yourself. But if you'll indulge this just for a couple minutes. John 3:1-21. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And every...
He who practices...
For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. John 3, verses 1 through 21. Awesome. So a few little, I'm still working on it, still have to review. So, but that's, you know, God did that. He showed me. I wish that, I have formed decades of believing that I cannot memorize scripture. So I'm battling that mindset myself. But I will keep working at it, and I pray that this time has been helpful for you and that you have been encouraged. And there is a little page in here, ideas for your scripture memory book. My daughter's started doing this and then bought me one for Christmas. And once you have your scripture memorized, you can write it in your scripture memory book, and then it just gives you a way to easily review your scriptures. Or it's just to keep them all in one place. So anyway, let me pray for you guys. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the preciousness of having your word in our language that we can understand. Lord, we're grateful to you that you are revealed through the precious words of Scripture. Lord, help us. Help us to keep hiding your word in our hearts. Help us to be encouraged to do that, Lord. We need your help. We need you to just encourage us as we struggle through maybe a mindset that we have not been able to memorize Scripture so far. But Lord, you are so good. You always give us another chance. So I pray for anyone here today that needs that encouragement, that you will just speak to their heart and encourage them. And I thank you, Lord.